Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Lunch Gate, a show dedicated to social wellness, where we encourage taking an active part in improving relationships by discussing healthy communication, setting boundaries, the importance of positive social interaction, and so much more as it relates to relationships, friendships, and those things closest to our hearts. So let me be your Tuesday afternoon lunch date.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. This is The Lunch Date. I'm hoping everyone is well today. I'm your host, Sharia Farmer. I'm excited. We're live. This will probably be the only live one this month because I have an extremely busy schedule. However, I definitely want to try to make sure I balance between live and pre-recorded so that you guys, if wanting the opportunity to connect with me or to talk with me, that you'll be able to do so. But I am excited to be here today. I've had a long few past weeks in terms of good things, just long weeks in terms of scheduling and, you know, presentations and things like that. So I will try my best to make sure that at least one of each of the one show a month is live. And that's this show for today. So let's talk about what we're going to talk about today. We're going to do our communication tips. We'll still do our self-love or self-care as well as we're going to have a main topic. And today's topic, since it is the great old-fashioned wedding season, which is one of the things that I was doing in my travels over the past few weeks, which was traveling brother's wedding, which was amazing and beautiful. So I'm going to talk about wedding season and how to survive it as a single person. I know I'm no longer single, but for a long time I was, and I think I have some tips for some of the single ladies who have to endure some of these beautiful weddings, however very stressful for someone who might be not married and or dating. So I want to get to that later this afternoon, and before we do that, I want to get right into basically our communication tip. And today's communication tip is going to be a little bit, I want to say short, but quick and to the point, because I was thinking of all the different communication tips that we went over the last few weeks, and this is, I think, like episode 14 or something like that, and I wanted to make sure that I reinforced one of the simple but overlooked communication tips when it comes to any type of relationship. It doesn't matter, friendship, intimate relationship. It doesn't matter. This is making sure that you argue in a way that is respectful. And we talked about arguing with kindness. We talked about making sure that you value the person that you are talking to and give them the opportunity to really hear you out without feeling offended from what you're saying. So today's tip is don't accuse, criticize, berate, or put others down when you're having a discussion. There are many ways to get your points across, but if you are using any of those tactics, it's really likely that the person will not be able to hear you or receive what you're trying to tell them. So if I'm trying to have a discussion with a friend and they call me lazy or they say, I don't understand or something's wrong with you, all of a sudden any information that comes after that attack no longer is being registered with the same or correct emotion. So it's really important that when we are communicating, we're making sure that we are not criticizing the person who's in the communication with us. Because if we expect for this to be a healthy communication that has a resolution or resolves itself, we need to be mindful that people have feelings, that you can hurt someone's feelings, and that doing so could actually hinder any progress or any movement in the conversation. So just make sure that when you are trying to get your point across or trying to get people to hear you out, that you don't need to berate or belittle or call a person a name or even criticize a person as an individual versus what they might be sharing. So just make sure that we consider that when we think about the, excuse me, everyone, I'm in my office today, so you'll hear all the trucks that go by occasionally. But making sure that you don't criticize to the point where you can't get your point across and or the person feels attacked and there's no movement in your conversation as a result of that person feeling attacked. So remember, be kind is one thing, but making sure that even in your kindness that you're not criticizing, belittling, or berating a person so that way you can actually get through the communication and support each other in the communication depending on what you're discussing or arguing about or disagreeing about. So that's our tip for today in terms of communication. Again, before we go on to our relationship with self, I want to make sure we take the time to consider that this can be interactive and that you can hashtag RS lunch date and ask questions directly, or if you are here and live with me, you can actually give us a call at 347-850-1154. Again, that's 347-850-1154. And each week I do try my best to make sure that this is interactive or to make sure that this can be an interactive experience. However, I know that because I'm not live as frequently as I used to, it becomes easy to not know when you can do so or when you can call in. So what I will tell you is that if you hashtag, especially on Twitter, RS lunch date and ask a question or give some kind of feedback or response, then I'll be checking throughout the week as well as on the day of the actual show. I'll check to see if there's any feedback or anything that you feel you want to contribute to the show. So if you hear something that kind of sparks your interest or makes you feel like you have an emotion related to it or you have a difference of opinion, I also am very open to a difference of opinion related to the subject because no one person can be right about everything. So I'm totally open to even having feedback on some of the areas that we've discussed in terms of relationships. Because I believe social wellness has to be a priority, I am also willing to accept that I'm not the authority on all forms of relationships. So feel free to call in. Hashtag, again, is RS lunch date. If you feel like you need to do it in a more anonymous way, you can also email me. And what I'll do is make sure that within the email that you can actually contact me at. All right, so let's get started with the relationship with me. So each week, for the last 14 weeks in regards to the amount of episodes we've had, we've done a relationship with me, and really what it focuses on is self-care or loving yourself or taking yourself as a priority within all of your relationships. And as you know, I always constantly reinforce the fact that I believe that taking care of yourself is the priority, and as a result, it will make all of your other relationships healthier because you're cared for by yourself and you take yourself serious enough that you can also then return that into return that favor to others in the relationships you have. So this week when I was thinking what would be my tip for self-love and self-care, I was thinking about the reality of a new season. And when I say a new season, we're going into spring, now we're getting ready to go into summer. And as we start to move from these seasons, we sometimes don't give ourselves a moment to assess where we are and then also ultimately where we want to go. So my tip for a relationship with me is to take either a break that literally allows you to have some time alone. Now, what I mean by this is I'm not saying take a vacation, a 5-6 week vacation. If you can, that would be awesome. However, what I'm just simply saying is you take an actual mini break that will give you at least 4 or 5 hours for you to evaluate where you are since we are 6 months into the year related to your goals, related to the things that you said you wanted to do this year that were different than the things you did wanted to do last year or similar. You know, so really taking the break to evaluate your progress and looking at your progress in a way that says, what else could I be doing differently? What have I done well? what supports could I use, and how can I ask for support from others in my life to make sure that I'm moving towards my goals. And so I encourage each of us, you know, during this next few weeks, especially since it's the month of June, it marks the 6 months of the year, which gives us, if we think about from the beginning of the year to now, that's exactly 6 months, as well as it gives us an opportunity to move forward in our goals and to see what has stopped us from moving forward in our goals. I believe it's extremely important that we evaluate any progress, good or bad, so that way we can start to either make changes or to build on what's working. So my tip for this week in terms of relationship with yourself is to take a look at whatever you determined was your goals, the areas you wanted to proceed in over this year, and really consider taking a moment away from everyone to do this. So I'm not saying trying to do it at your lunch break or trying to do it in between meetings with your children or taking your kids to different events. I really think that this would be a good time to move away, take an hour, 2 hours that are just about you, and use that time to really think about what you could do differently, what you could do, what you're doing right, and what supports you might need to continue to move forward. So I hope that makes sense. If you can take a vacation, awesome. I'm always a person who loves to travel and to move around and to get some new experience. I also recommend that if you are a person who enjoys the water, doing this kind of exercise near water is very helpful because it clears your mind and you can kind of relax and think clearly. So if you're not in an area where you can get to water quickly, then consider even doing a pier or some kind of location that's in nature. Like, so taking a walk, taking a walk in a park, and hopefully a park that is gives you a trail where there's some quietness as well, because parks are also going to be really crowded right now because of the weather. So just really evaluate how you can take this break to look at the year and the last 6 months and where you want to go, where you've been, and basically what supports you need. All right, so take your break, evaluate, and move forward. All right, so again, if you are interested in calling in, because today's show is also going to be a little bit shorter, I apologize for not stating that, because I have some new clients and interviews to do today, so I need to be done early enough to get some things done. So with that being said, I am going to go right into our main topic. Again, if you feel you have a question or a comment, you can call in at 847-850-1154. And remember that if I can't answer the question or can't get to the question this week, you can always hashtag your question and or email a question to me directly. All right. So today's topic, okay, how did I come up with this topic? So I'm thinking I've gone to a few weddings in my life. And I'm joking because everyone who knows me knows that I've been at a million weddings, and I enjoy the concept of love and the idea of weddings and marriage. But in wedding days, but I enjoy the concept of marriage and healthiness more. And so when I go to weddings, I'm always excited, but I actually also think of them as a day that can be very stressful for everyone depending on where they are in their life. So this year, I got an opportunity to start my wedding season off with an awesome wedding. My brother married a great woman who I believe, you know, really has made him such a better person, and I hope that he's done the same for her. And so the wedding was exciting and awesome, but I thought to myself, what was the difference between now in terms of weddings and prior? And one of the things that I realized is that my involvement was different. However, my relationship status was different as well. And so I wanted to take a moment to kind of talk about how singles can survive weddings, because I think although no one wants to say it or may not feel comfortable saying it, I'll say it for us. weddings can be very stressful, and the expectations that people place on you when you're single with weddings also can be stressful. And so I think that I wanted to kind of give some tips, talk about this, and then offer people the opportunity to either call in, like I said, hashtag a question, or in the in-between week, see if anyone wanted to give some feedback. Because I have my tips, and they could be totally different than other people's beliefs. But because I believe this is also about taking care of ourselves, or single, in terms of going to weddings or being at weddings, I wanted to really give people a little bit of a guideline or some tips to just survive them. So what I came up with, the first thing was, because most people, when you are single, are expecting you to come solo, you have to be comfortable with coming solo, especially if there is no space for a plus one. So I have noticed, and I've done it as well, where sometimes because of the amount of people, you're trying to keep the numbers down and you're trying to keep it conservative to in terms of your size, you can't always allow for single people to bring a plus one. When that is the case, being comfortable going solo, who's going to be there, talking to the bride and groom prior about who's on their guest list to kind of see who you can match up with that also might be single, that also might be just thinking the same thing as you, which is, I can't bring someone to this. But being able to match up with who else is in the crowd to be able to not be so much solo to the point where you're isolated. And in weddings, depending on if you're a dancer or not, you can become isolated extremely quickly. So remember to, if you are going solo, to check out who else is going to be there, kind of do a gauge on who you could hang out with or even who's going to be at your table. And when you're actually at the event, if you didn't get a chance to scope out, making sure that you communicate or talk to other people at the wedding, try to see who else is there that might be single and or who actually just welcoming regardless of their relationship status. The other thing that I really encourage people to do, that if you are traveling for the wedding, so for me, I had to go to Atlanta for the wedding, which in the Atlanta area, and one of the things that we did was I actually came down a little bit earlier so that I could make it sort of a mini vacation and an opportunity to see my family. So when you know you're going to have to go to a wedding that's away, and this is regardless of being single or not, try to sometimes think about making it a mini vacation so it doesn't feel as stressful or all about the wedding, and it's about you enjoying yourself as well as getting an opportunity to be on vacation for a moment. The other thing that I really feel that you can do, and this is all about the pre-wedding kind of stuff if you can, because we're going to talk about once you get there what you can do. The other thing is that if you do get a plus one and you're single and you don't want to just take some random partner or person that you might be dating and it's not that serious, take a friend who you know is fun. Right, so when I was single and I would go to weddings and I had one, I would automatically make sure that I consider bringing my girlfriend, Vicky, because we would always have a good time. I know we were going to dance. I know we were going to enjoy ourselves. And it wasn't going to be about, are you single or is somebody trying to check you out or scope you out? It was really just going to be about having a good time and enjoying the bride and groom, and also enjoying the dance floor together. And so if you are given a plus one and you're not dating anyone seriously, consider taking a good friend who knows how to have a good time. All right, so once you get there and all the questions and all the people coming towards you and asking a million different questions about why you're single, when are you planning to date or get married or trying to give you advice about being single, I am the queen of knowing when to avoid. So there is times when it's okay to actually determine that you don't want to be around certain people. So, you know, if you have like a great aunt that keeps asking you about when you're going to get married, or the ex-boyfriend that tries to prove that he's changed just so he can get in your pants that night, what I do is I actually would make sure that I found myself out of those areas or that around them very quickly. So if I was going to speak to my great aunt, I would speak and move on. If I was going to see the cousin who always complains about their spouse and being single must be great, then I'm going to find my way on the other side of the room and or try to make sure I'm not anywhere where it can become a weight on me regarding the conversation or the topic. So I'm going to do my best to avoid certain people so that way I can continue to have a good time without the weight of whatever issues they're going through or the assumptions they have about being single, right? So I'm going to do that in a polite and respectful way, but I'm also going to be looking at myself as the priority today outside of the bride and groom. Make sure you wear something nice. Like, when you are solo and you are going solo, consider wearing something that's cute, that's going to make you look good, because you don't also know who else is going to be there. I am not saying that you're going there to have a wedding hookup, but the possibilities are that there could be single guys there too. In my case, in terms of dating, I used to go prepared that if I was going to meet someone and they happened to be handsome, then I was going to be also looking good and prepared for them to see me as an option to date. So I'm not telling you that you have to go in order to look for someone, but you should always be cute and prepared just in case. So the other thing that I found was really helpful or can be helpful is having a good placement at the bar. And what I mean by that is kind of like not saying that you're there drinking, but you're using the bar almost as a way to scope out and see who else is there, and also to avoid, remember going back to avoiding those certain people, you're using a bar to kind of navigate what's going on at the wedding. You're not using it as an option to get drunk or to become the sloppy drunk at the wedding. So be mindful when you are using the bar. It's not about drinking more than it is about scoping out what else is going on at the wedding and how you can navigate the room without feeling uncomfortable. So I would start off at my table, and if I didn't know anyone at my table or didn't have a good relationship with anyone at my table, I would find my way away from the table where there was space for me to kind of scope out what else is going on. It's also where I literally would hide out during the bouquet toss, because I really never wanted to be the center of attention regarding who was single or not. However, if I noticed that there was someone that was worth looking at or worth me considering or having them acknowledge that I am single, then I would find my way right back on that floor during that bouquet talk so that they could see, yes, I'm single, and if you would like, you can come on over and speak with me. So it can be you, like I'm a person that believes that perspective is everything. So if you want to think negative about the bouquet talk, it will be negative. But if you want to think positive, if it also be an opportunity for people to see that you're single, who you may have already scoped out in the room as a possible cute guy or, you know, possible opportunity to date. Mindful, again, of how much you're drinking. I already talked about pacing yourself and using the bar as a place to navigate the room. Make sure that you don't become that sloppy drunk, because the single sloppy drunk becomes the stories after the wedding, which means that you become the person that people are assuming things about, assuming you're unhappy, even if you're not, because being single doesn't equate to being unhappy. So you don't need people to make additional assumptions just because you had one too many drinks. And it becomes real easy when it's an open bar to go from one drink, two drinks, and not realize how much you've drunk. Not to say that you can't have a good time and you can't enjoy yourself, but to say be mindful of that regarding how you feel or how others might see you. I'm trying to think of some other ones. Oh, I'm going to leave this one to last. So your plus one, hanging out the bar, avoiding certain people, make it into a mini vacation. I'm trying to make sure I call all the ones that I used to do, or still, even being married, some of these I still do in terms of trying to make it a mini vacation, making sure I'm comfortable at weddings and stuff. But the last one, and I guess it really is the last one in the sense that it's what I do, regardless of being single or not. I am a person who does not get off the dance floor. I enjoy dancing, yes, but I do think that it's also an opportunity to enjoy the time and to enjoy the wedding that you're at. I feel like it also makes the bride and groom happy to see that people are enjoying themselves. And I remember even at my own wedding, I had so much fun dancing, but it was also so much fun watching everyone else dance and watching everyone else really have a good time with each other. And even for those who were there alone, they were having a good time as well. So it really became, to me, the dance floor is your friend. The dance floor is not only your friend, but it also is how you can avoid. It's how you can pace yourself with drinking. It's how you can have such a good time that you don't even realize or don't even consider what other people might be thinking about regarding you being single and at a wedding. Some of these you can hit or miss in terms of my tips, but I really was thinking, and I thought about it just myself being at wedding recently, that each wedding I went to, all those, depending on the role, because bridesmaids and all that kind of stuff also plays a part if you're going to have a good time. However, but depending on the role, I've always had a good time by trying to enjoy myself. And one of the best things that I've ever done at weddings was to make sure that I hit the dance floor and stay there. And for me, that's because I love dancing and I enjoy dancing, but it's also a way to take some of the stress that the day might have been causing you. Remember to take deep breaths, breathe, and remember that either the bride or the groom is special to you. And for that reason alone, it is okay to go there, have a good time, and care less about what people think or question about you being single. So I hope those are some helpful tips. If you are going to a wedding and you're solo, enjoy yourself, breathe, and dance the night away. So those are my tips regarding our subject for today in terms of just surviving wedding season. And some of them, they can go for single or not, but I really wanted to talk about being single and going to weddings. So again, today we talked about a few things, but the weddings being one. We've also talked about our communication tip in regards to not berating or belittling people while you're trying to have conversations. And then our relationship with me, just in terms of a recap, make sure that you evaluate your progress and your process currently and your goals that you've set from the beginning of the year to determine how you are doing, what you can do differently, and where you can ask for support or get support. Before we go, I want to talk about two things very quickly. Right now, I am doing a sort of a contest with FedEx Small Business Grant Contest. And if you go to our Facebook page, and you go to our Facebook page, as well as if you are one of my friends on my Facebook page, I've posted a link for you to be able to vote for us in support of us being able to fund our enrichment community for women who are survivors of domestic violence, who have recently lost and or have been unemployed and has some level of economic hardship. We are trying our best to advocate for these women to get free memberships and to be able to provide the membership for free for at least a year. So, like I said, if you go to our page, you could check out exactly what I mean in regards to what the program will enlist or will get for the women. But I would really need everyone to vote. You can vote from now, which is June the 7th, to June the 13th. Every single day, you can vote at least once for RS Counseling and Wellness Centers, FedEx Small Business Grant Contest. So again, you can find it on our page, which is Facebook.com/RS Wellness Center, or you can look on, if you are my friend on Facebook, I actually posted it today earlier, just saying that you could vote again today, and you can continue to vote until June the 13th. I hope that you support us, and not just because it's something that will benefit my business, but because it's something that will benefit women who I care for. And if you know me, and or if you follow me in regards to blogging, I blog on domestic violence because it is something that is extremely important to me. I lost someone that I love to domestic violence, and I will continue to try to support the women as much as I can to develop emotional, physical, and mental wellness to be able to take care of themselves. And so if you are interested yourself in order in reference to sponsoring a woman or yourself getting a membership, you can go to rsdevelopment.org, click on Become a Member. Under Become a Member, you'll be able to see exactly what you get in the membership, which is all types of things from activities, weekly activities, that will have an emphasis on how to help you develop healthy emotional health, as well as other areas like business development, personal development, vision boards. It's just a ton of good things in this community. And the good thing about it is it's one charge for the entire year. And for students, it's only $47. For non-students, it's $97. But if you go to the page and you actually email me and state that you are interested in sponsoring someone, we will actually consider a discount specifically for a sponsorship of someone else. So, again, I hope that you hear me saying that this is not about me. It's about helping others. And this community is really my baby in terms of the sense that it's not actually my main business, but it is something that's extremely important to me to help women find a way and understand that they can take care of themselves. And in this world that we live in, putting ourselves as a priority is really difficult, but this will give them an opportunity to do so at least once a week. All right, again, you can look at the page on rsdevelopment.org. Click under Become a Member to read what you will get within the membership, as well as go ahead and like us on Facebook at RS Wellness Center. So it'll be Facebook/RS Wellness Center. If you put in RS Counseling and Wellness Center search, our page will come up, and you can go right to our page and like us on Facebook, but you can also vote for us to win the FedEx Small Business Grant Contest. Again, I hope everyone remembers that it is important that we put ourselves first, but also that self-love is always a foundation for all healthy interactions. So you be well, and I will see you next week.